For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I think some parents might have already experienced this, but it's a new one on my side of the fence. So I got a son. His name is Jack. He's two and a bit. Mm-hmm. He is just in a really fun age. Like, he's really growing up and he's a little boy, not a baby anymore.
He's very cheeky. He likes to put you in your place, which I really love about him.
He really does.
This I know morning, your wife loves it too.
Yeah, she's a huge fan. This morning I was telling you off air that I was just singing in the kitchen and he said, "Stop that noise, Dad.
Please.
Stop that noise." So that's really good. But when he's singing though, I will let him sing all day. So he's been singing some, like, you know, at daycare and at home, like, we like to sing a lot of the nursery rhymes and those kind of things. And, like, for example, this morning he woke up singing Baby Shark.
Adorable.
Quarter past six in the morning, Baby Shark. And, like, he's, he really likes a lot of the Wiggles, some songs on Play School, those kind of things. He's made up his own song, though.
Okay.
Like, I asked his daycare when I picked him up the other day, and I was like, "Do you sing a song that goes like this?" And I'll say what it is in a moment. And they go, "No, sorry." I was chatting to my wife. I was like, "Have you been singing this song with him?" She's like, "No." So he's come up with this, and it's just like, it's just a couple of words, but he sings it over and over okay. and over again.
He's a composer.
Yeah, it is. I'll say what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody needs food.
Okay.
Everybody needs food.
Well, he's not wrong.
And he just says it over and over again. I don't know if I've ever told him, like, "Yeah, we all need, like, mate, we all need food. Everybody needs food." But he just sits there and he'll be, like, reading a book or playing with some toys going, "Everyone needs food. Everybody needs food." And it's so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He's like, "I love singing. Here's something that I want to say, but I'll sing it instead."
Love it.
I've been thinking, I'm like, all right, you know, what are those parents that, you know, like, take over for their
show parents?
Yeah, like, I feel like
you're a stage mom.
Yeah, stage mom. Like, maybe I could help him out, like, expand this a little bit more. So I've got a few options here of some okay. genres maybe that he could look into.
All right.
Trap is really popular right
oh,
now.
No.
So let's have a listen to this. Hey, y'all know what time it is. Everyone needs food. Put it in your guts. Everybody needs food. Makes you go nuts. Everybody needs food. Make you go nuts. Everybody needs food. You put it in your guts. Ah, 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 ah. So what are we thinking?
If
I'm coming to you, your record label,
mm-hmm.
I've got a few options. How do you think we've started?
If it's a 2.5 kid singing that, adorable.
All
let's
right.
go.
So it's me, not,
not so
good.
Much.
All right. Dubstep, making a comeback.
Oh, here we go.
Let's have a listen. Everybody needs food. Everybody needs food. There's no more words. All right. Well, how do we think about the dubstep version?
I like it.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that's like you went to Fisher over the weekend. Just sorry, it's so hectic. And third and final, you know, again, maybe I'm more fighting for your attention here.
Yeah, okay.
Something a little bit heavier. You know, kid metal might not be something that we've seen yet, but after this, you just never know. Everybody needs food. Everybody needs food. Everybody needs food. Everybody needs food. Yeah.
I'm sold.
Honestly.
That was great.
I agree. Tim and Davo. And Davo, sunny inside the studio because your presence, it warms yeah. us after being away for the last couple of days. You were pretty crook, hey, buddy?
I was very unwell the last few days. But, hey, we're back. We're fighting fit, feeling good, feeling yep. gorgeous.
Looking gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much.
Looking light, must I say.
Wait, all right. I can't believe we're talking about this.
I thought maybe a warning ahead of time. If you don't like hearing stories about, you know, maybe someone being sick.
Mm.
Top end. Maybe bottom end. I don't know.
No, no, well, Tread lightly. Just be just, nice just, about it. Yeah, don't be gross
turn,
about
just turn it.
It
down. Just turn it down for a second. But I got a call Wednesday morning, and it's not often you call me, so I was like, something's going wrong. And I've got a word-for-word impression.
Oh, here we go. And this is going to be so ridiculous.
Hey, Timmy.
I never talk like that.
Hey, Timmy, I'm not feeling so great.
Nah.
I've been up all night. I'm not feeling great. It's not good, mate. It's not right. It's not good.
Yeah, look, the way you're speaking, like the tone is vibey like me. It does sound like me, but that isn't how I called you. Well, I just said, mate, I'm not feeling too good. Probably won't be in today.
Like every time I speak to you, you're in such a good mood. And hearing you not in a good mood was very, I was like, oh, God, something really bad's happened. And what was the really bad thing, Davo?
Yeah, look, I had a tummy bug is the way I like to put it. And yes, Top End was involved for sure.
I tried to help you so much and I know you didn't.
Oh my God. ladies and gentlemen, the way this man was desperate to help me, it was really full on for me. He was literally like, Davo, please let me help you. Please.
I did.
You're sick and alone. Let me help you. And I said, mate, you're all good. I'm an independent woman and I'm fine.
I'm lying on the bathroom floor. I'm totally fine. I just wanted you to, I know what it's like to be crook and alone and in my 30s. And I wanted to be there for you.
I appreciate it.
Especially because like sometimes when you're in the depths of it, whether it's like food poisoning or a bug or whatever, like literally anything other than lying perfectly still is a monumental task.
For sure.
So even like going on your phone to like get food and things delivered that you need. And the frustrating thing was, I know where you live, but I can't get in there because you live in an apartment. So I couldn't even like door stop you.
I've asked the security not to let him in.
So that was something that was cheesing me off. But how dare I care for you?
No,
I must be the worst colleague.
No, I do appreciate it. But I think if anyone knows, if you're in those vulnerable situations where you are feeling pretty crook, you do want to be left alone. And I was quite happy to be in my den solo.
Now, without going into too much detail, did we top end it?
Yeah, like, I told you it was a lot of top end here. It wasn't the most eventful ones that I've had. Like, I've definitely had more eventful top end experiences than what I did over the week.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, like, what do you want to do here?
I mean, I think it's a great opportunity now to open the phones with Where'd You Spew?
Okay.
So, Davo, I'm going to ask you. Davo, hey, mate. Where did you spew recently?
Well, look, not in the last few days, but I will tell you about a ripper that I had a few years ago.
Okay.
I was driving down the Westgate Freeway here in Victoria.
Yes. Okay.
I was here on holiday.
Great.
You know, it was a big night, I guess. I was in a taxi and had to roll down the window. He wouldn't pull over.
Well, yeah, you can't on the Westgate.
You can't.
So he just yelled, do it out the window.
Wow. Well, we didn't have a choice.
Yeah, nah.
Out the window. It was gorgeous. Yep. Head out like a dog on a big family holiday.
Tongue wagging. <everything.
laughs> What about you?
I want to hit the phones with it. 5223295 Safe space. And we don't have to get into too graphic detail, like what Davo's just done a little bit.
I think I really reined that in. You're gross.
No. I would love to hear from stories of people where maybe they, like when you're out and about, like I've had to do a spew at work. That was here. Mm. That was one of my least favorite days of the last couple of years. Like it was just, and a couple of people in the newsroom were trying to help. And I was like, you don't look at me right now.
No, you can't.
And I'm not a ballerina when I'm coming out of the top end. It's a loud experience. 5223295 Where'd you spew? Give us a call. This is the first time I may have said this out loud to the besides the people that were there, my two best mates. I was overseas. This was like 10 plus years ago. We'd had a big night. I had a big carbonara. We went to a pub, whatever. Walking home, boys, I don't feel so good. A duck around a corner, hand on the wall, doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stand up and I go, my God, this is a Catholic church. An English Catholic church. And I don't know if there was, like I don't have the numbers, but I reckon I broke the 20-meter record for running away from something. And I've never felt worse about something in my whole life.
I mean, definitely they don't encourage that there.
Yes.
You know?
I don't think so. Not really the body of Christ. No. But Azza from Hamlin Heights has given us a call because we're asking again. Where did you spew? Azza, honestly, this might sound weird. You seem like a spewer from when you've called before. Where have you done a spew, mate?
I'm not normally a spewer, but this is quite a few years ago now. Me and the boys, we went up to Queensland for a weekend and, you know, been out drinking all night, Friday night. And then so the next day we thought it'd be a good idea to go bungee jumping.
Oh, no.
So if you know how that story is going to end, and it was just everywhere.
Hang on, you're talking like mid bungee jump, you go down, and when all that force hits down, is that when you explode?
Oh yeah, and then some.
Did you catch it on the way back up, or?
I got a little bit of it. So it's all just all the pressure, just everything's come out, and then it sort of flings you up, and then you go back down again. So I got a little bit of it. But yeah, the water was a nice shade.
Well, you dip down to the water and grabbed a bit of a hand and splashed yourself. Or
yeah, no, it definitely wasn't pretty. But
spectacular. Have you got
I know some of those places they film those bungee jumps. Like, surely you're paying the $50 for that video, as it.
I've got the video. I had the video. It's stashed away somewhere with all my other crap, but yes, we unfortunately did have the video, and that got watched and watched and watched over and over again.
If I'm honest, Azra, it sounds like you still have that video and you just don't want to share
it with us. If you could send it through, we can blur it out your face, but we need to see that video, Azra. We absolutely do it. It doesn't get much better than that. The bounce back going through it. Different kind of shower.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
This really gave me a giggle. It's a story I saw online. It's gone viral, and it's about a family and their dog.
All right.
Now, this family was going through a tough time because they were really worried about their aging doggo because for weeks and weeks, the dog had not been responding to voices or movement.
That's sad. So sad. We've got bought a collie kelpie, Remy. She's only 8 or 9. But she started getting some of the white hairs on her face, a bit slower. Like, she was a puppy until she wasn't.
Mm.
And, yeah, like, she's still great, but I look at her and I go, nah, I'm not ready for this.
No.
I'm not ready for this.
You're never ready for it.
No.
Misha Barton Davidson.
Yes,
R.I.P. 16 years on this earth, an absolute angel.
Yeah.
But look, this dog wasn't distressed or anything, but something wasn't right, of course, not responding to any voices or movement. And so the family was terrified, and they were worried that the dog had lost its eyesight, basically.
I was visiting some friends the other week, and we ended up going to their parents' place, and they've got a fully blind, just shaky dog. Mm. And it's like, oh, just be careful of Dipsy. Can't see, is deaf, will bite you if you walk into it. And this dog would just walk into doors and walls. Like, it's kind of got a rough gauge of the map of the house. But, like, you know, when you see that white in their eyes, you're like, something.
The dog's Helen Keller.
Yeah. Like, that's it's like, help that dog.
So, of course, the family has taken the dog to the vet.
Yeah.
And after an extensive checkover, it turns out the dog was fine. The dog could hear and see everything perfectly fine, but it appears he had been ignoring his family for weeks.
Sending a message. That's good. That's a good dog. That's a good dog.
He'd had an absolute gutful and thought, nah, I'm all right, actually. Christine, I don't want to sit next to your sorry ass. I've had enough. You know, and it's stories like this that make me so happy that dogs can't actually talk.
I'm very grateful our dog can't talk. Like, everyone's been around a dog where you go, oh, come here, do you want a pat? And they, like, come and sit next to you. They slump down and they just go,
yeah.
And you're like, what do you have to be worried about? You are fully catered. You have everything looked after for you.
But think about it as well. If your dog could talk, it knows way too much about you. It's seen you in the most vulnerable states of your life.
Yeah.
If it's a judgmental dog like this dog has obviously had a gutful.
Absolutely.
It's telling you some harsh truths that you're not ever going to be ready to hear.
Yeah, it's fearing those moments where you go, you know, maybe you were just having some private time with your partner.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And the dog's in the room or walked into the room and you just go, get no, leave, whatever. And then they just walk away disgusted.
Of course.
Disgusted.
We used to apologise to our dog if that ever accidentally happened. So sorry. Can we still all be friends?
Yeah, she's like, I don't know if I can. You guys are sick. Like, I lick my asshole, but that's even for me.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I was going to say I want to open up a safe space. I've really enjoyed the safe spaces that we've opened up, Davo. We got to open it up and talk about why it's totally fine to eat cake batter the other day.
Happy Friday to everyone. Bake yourself some cakes this weekend.
There you go. I don't even know if it's a safe space. I'm happy for feedback on this. If enough people are like, nah, that's not right. I do something on and off. Sorry, I'm not getting emotional.
Are you okay? Is it let a tear out?
No, I would never.
Thank you.
I do this on and off, and I don't know. Maybe it has to do with stress. I don't know. Is chewing your pen gross? Like chewing the end of your pen. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm just sitting there talking to you and I'm going.
Yeah, all right. Yep, no need for the ASMR.
Well, I just feel like it's giving answers.
Not one person.
I can give it to you deeper if you want. There you go.
Sorry, everyone. I tried. Okay.
Because I understand to and against that. Why some people go, it's a bit gross to chew on your pens. Mm. Sometimes, you know, I think the goal of getting the end, like the lid, I guess you would say, and like chewing that little bit of plastic off. But then again, I go, am I 14?
Are you also chewing on your jumper, drawstrings
no,
at the top?
Strings, no. My son does enough that for me, so I don't want to get his backwash.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
Ah, it's fine.
You don't seem like you chew on pens.
No, I don't. I don't chew on pens. I don't bite my nails.
It's like a slur. You're such a pen chewer.
Yeah. You are, for sure. Almost said something really blue.
No, please don't. No blue from you, please.
Yeah, I think it's fine, mate. Okay. I think, look, if that's not a communal pen that everyone's using and getting their little mitts on, like if you've got My Little Tommy from The Breakfast Show, got his hands all over that and then you're chewing on it, I don't know, maybe it would be a bit grosser.
This is not a studio pen. This mm-hmm. is my pen. I take it with me to all my meetings, to my desk. But here's the thing. So I don't do it very often. Maybe it's when I'm stressed and I just need to do something or if I'm playing with my beard. But I feel like if I saw somebody doing that in a meeting or whatever, I'd go, that's not a great look.
No, I honestly think there's so many worse things you could do. Like,
I could do a poo on the floor, but I'm not going to do it, Davo.
No. I've seen you lick your fingers before, and I think that's grosser than chewing on a pen lid.
I wanted to see how you'd react to me. It's Finger Licking Friday. Legally, put them in your mouth right now, because legally you have to
do it. I don't have to. If I had some delicious KFC salt on there, then it's a different story. Yeah, totally great different. People, the Colonel.
Well, I thought we could hit the phones with this. 52232955. Is it gross to chew on your pen? We're not talking about communal pens, your own individual pen. Is it something that you would look at? Like if you were on a date with this really attractive person and you're walking over to them, they haven't seen you yet, and they just pull out a pen, pull out a biro, and
yeah, okay.
Like, are you going, oh no, what have I done here? So 52232955. Please give us a call for your Friday. Is it gross to chew on your pen?
Look, I just feel like maybe the noises you're making on air in my headphones are making me more upset than the chewing itself. And to be honest, I'm not alone, because we actually got a text in and someone said, to quote Loggy, mouth noises, ew. So.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are feeling about it. We've had some calls, more text messages on the text line. Again, 0456-955-955. Maddie in Highton, that's absolutely foul. My coworker chews theirs, and the end looks like it's been through a garbage disposal. Hard no from me. Damo in Cario, nah, I reckon it's harmless. I've been chewing pens since year 7, and I'm still mostly alive. And Priya in Belmont, I don't think it's gross, but only if it's your own pen. Chewing someone else's, straight to jail. Now, I agree.
This is
not a communal pen. I don't find myself doing it too often, but maybe because this pen has an appealing lid to me at the other end, and I go, I can just tuck it in there.
Yeah, once again.
There we go.
We don't need to.
Don't worry. How are you going? Is it the eye contact, darling?
There's heaps going on. You know about it? Not interested.
All right. so you're saying, maybe it's a me thing that you're disliking, not a pen thing.
Look, like I said to you, if it's a communal pen where it's a situation, okay, you don't need a deep throat. That's crazy. Like, you're literally down to the ballpoint.
No, careful,
bro.
Careful. School run, David.
Yeah, I'm like, that's all good.
Okay, good. No, I was worried.
You've got a pen in your mouth, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, look, if it was a pen that I feel like anyone could be touching, gross. But, you know, it's just you and your pen. Do what you got to do.
Yep, just me, my pen in a dark room. It's none of your business. I like that. Stacey and Alicia from Cariah have given us a call. How do you guys feel about chewing on a pen? Do you think it's a bit gross?
For me, it's a hard no. I can't even sit next to my husband at the dinner table because the mouth noises just irk me up the wrong way. So anyone chewing on the pen or anything else is just not.
So once again, it's about the noises it
men.
Was made.
It seems like it's men maybe more than anything.
No, it's the mouth noises. Everyone's upset with you. What Geelong and the Bellarine are upset with you.
Stacey, do you think if I was just sitting there quietly and you couldn't hear me chewing on my pen but you could see it, is that still upsetting you, or are you going, look, it's quiet, I don't mind that?
It'd still upset me just purely because it's all the stuff that's in your mouth is now going all over the pen. Yeah. Just got that image of it all going all over the pen.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not good. I think you should stop it. And I think everyone else feels the same way, if I'm honest.
I feel like at the start of this 5 minutes ago, you're like, no, it's fine. And then what I've been doing.
Yeah, it's you that's made it upsetting.
Yeah, change the pace of this. Well, Stacey, appreciate your call, okay? We always get around. No more mouse sounds on our front, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, me too.
Sounds something, that's for sure. All right, well, good to get that one out in the open, Davo, isn't it?
Yep.
Tim and Davo.
All right.
Driving you home.
Right. Okay, I'm out of here myself. I'm going.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.